Roy, DeSantis will sign HR 2, unlike President Trump, who pushed amnesty first and left us with current situation. By Ian Hanchett on December 18, 2023. On Monday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Hannity, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, who has endorsed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the 2024 GOP presidential race, said that if House Republicans can't force President Joe Biden to sign HR 2 into law, we need to elect a president who will actually sign that into law, unlike President Trump, who in 2018 was siding with Paul Ryan to try to pass an amnesty first rather than a border security first bill, which left us with the situation we're facing right now. Roy said, last September, it was the actions of Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott, RTX, that I think saved the elections for House Republicans. I think we have a majority in the House because of their leadership. And, importantly, what we're seeing at the border right now, with 300,000 encounters, that's 10,000 a day. To put that in perspective, Jay Johnson said 1,000 a day was a crisis under President Obama. This is exacting an enormous toll on Texans. I had 6 kids in the school district in which my wife and my family and I live. 6 kids who died last year from fentanyl poisoning. Ranches are getting overrun. Texans are dying from fentanyl poisoning. Americans are feeling it across the country. And the fact is, we have a solution. House Republicans passed HR 2, a strong border security bill. The key is, we need to force getting it passed and force the president to sign it. And if he won't do it, we need to elect a president who will actually sign that into law, unlike President Trump, who in 2018 was siding with Paul Ryan to try to pass an amnesty first rather than a border security first bill, which left us with the situation we're facing right now. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.